שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי
בעל. We are reading in the book. We are reading the article. A handmaid that is heir to her mistress, and the title, The Externality Rule, When Israel Does Not Demand Depth in Their Work. You can watch the lesson at cab.tv, and you can ask questions there, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson. The Externality Rule, When Israel Does Not Demand Depth in Their Work. The above-mentioned rule of the externality is called the exile of Israel among the nations of the world. Through it, they inflict many forms of suffering, degradation, and ruin upon the Israeli nation. However, to be brief, we will explain only what is revealed through a general observation, which is the general purpose. This is the idol worshipping and superstition, as it is written, but mingled themselves with the nations and learned their works. This is the most terrible and dangerous poison, which destroys the souls of Israel, as it brings their vanities closer to the human reason. In other words, they do not require great depth to understand, and thus plant the foundations of their work in the hearts of the children of Israel. And although the Israeli man is quite unfit to accept their nonsense, in the end, they do induce idolatry and filth down to blatant heresy, until he says, all faces are equal.
We need to understand that just as we learn from who the Egyptians are, what Pharaoh is, who the nations of the world are, it's all in one person. That every person is included from all of creation, still vegetative, animate, and speaking. So he has to locate inside all of those discernments and try and emphasize and raise in importance the more exalted, higher discernments, and the rest to lower, to the extent that he sorts out his desires in such a way, his qualities, his tendencies to that extent, that he works on that, he also causes, in the same way, that all of reality, all of the general shattered kli will also get such a tendency. And the others will feel that they too need to perform such sorting of the discernments and organize themselves in such a way. That's why each one who has a tendency towards it must do it for himself and for the others. That is called that you don't let the externals control. Not that you perform some forceful external action upon something, on a nation, on a country, on people, but a person on himself. That is the spiritual work, the inner work. And as much as a person within himself sorts out all of his inclinations and raises those and lowers those, by that he controls the world. He influences the world. Okay? Yes, Akuka.
What does it mean that they don't require depth in their work?
Because I was born a beast and I finished my life as a beast. Or even that I've reached some form in spiritual work and I'm next to the Kabbalists and I've received such impulse, but I don't continue it. I'm not concerned that this impulse will be inflamed in me, will burn in me. I'm not taking care of it. I agree with what I have. I have a little flame in there, warms me up a bit. I'm also proud that I'm not like the others, and so on. I don't make a fire of it. So what do I need it for? I feel good anyway, so what can I do? I'm not strong. There's a lot of excuses.
So what does it mean to demand depth?
To demand depth is that a person constantly sorts him out more and more what yes, what no, towards a spiritual goal in order to bestow towards the connection in the group and respects the qualities that are more beneficial for it, and he lowers the qualities that don't help with it. That's called that he demands depth in his work. It's not his mind. It's working in scrutiny. Yes.
How can a person decide internally that this will be more important than that?
As much as he can towards connection.
But do you control it?
Yeah.
Because what you have inside is a result of everything that happens.
What you have are results of what you're given, but what you do with it, you have a result of what you did.
Okay, so what do you do in order to change the values of importance that you have within you?
Go in between the friends. Go in between the friends with zero powers. It's a great force. If you reach with being a zero, with self-annulment towards the friends, you bring them the Creator. Annul like him. You feel him, right? Do that too. But annulment in society, that you annul yourself, they have to feel it very strong. They can't ignore it like the Creator.
Continuing to read, the reason for the concealment of Kabbalah. Now you can understand the issue of the concealment of the wisdom of the hidden from the eyes of the externals, as well as what our sages said, a Gentile must not be taught Torah. There seems to be a contradiction between this and the Tanakh, the Bei Eliyahu, who said, even a Gentile, even a slave, and even a handmaid who sit and learn Torah, the Shekhinah, divinity, is with them. Thus, why did the sages prohibit teaching the Torah to Gentiles?
You see, it doesn't explain anything. He just gives a sentence. And from this, you can understand the issue of the concealment of the wisdom hidden from the eyes of the externals, meaning from the will to receive, which is called external, that how will you reveal anything, discover anything, how will you make it understand and feel if it's a will to receive, as well as what our sages said, a gentle must not be taught Torah. What is not allowed? Yeah, impossible. From Goy, Gentiles, the will to receive alone without the spark of bestowal, or a tendency to bestow at least. Each one has that, and those discernments can't, for now, learn Torah because the light doesn't come to them. That's called Torah, the light. There seems to be a contradiction between this and the Tana, who says, even a Gentile, even a slave, even a handmaid, who sit and learn Torah, divinity is with them, meaning that they can sit and engage in the Torah, those discernment of slave, Gentile, and divinity, meaning those who, the worst from the degree of Adam, below them it's beast. If they engage in the Torah, meaning draw the light that reforms with the intention to sanctify, to ascend, then the divinity is with them. The Creator is revealed. So why did the sages prohibit teaching the Torah to Gentiles? Again, there are a few degrees in the Gentile, in the will to receive. Where does he write about that? In Shamati? I don't remember. Yeah, he writes that, so we're speaking about, it's the net will to receive that can't be corrected for now. For now, afterwards, everything is corrected. So there are the sermons, but those who sit, meaning they're in katnut, sitting, and it's a Gentile, handmaid, and slave, they can engage in the Torah and discover the Creator. Divinity is with them. Divinity means revelation of the Creator. Okay? Yes.
Several things I don't understand. The Gentiles are something inside.
Inside every man.
What does it mean that it's forbidden to teach the Gentiles?
That you can't.
Can't?
That the will to receive, which is only will to receive, has no connection with the light. The light can't shine in it. The general law in all of reality is the law of equivalence of form. There's no equivalence, there's no contact between the will to receive to the light. There has to be an intermediate. What's in the middle there? A spark. Something from the light that will be there to start with. So it is in each and every will to receive, there's a spark. But a spark that wasn't revealed yet in the will to receive is swallowed in there. Not revealed. That is called a Gentile. A spark that is gradually revealed, that can be a slave even more. It can be, what does he call it? Oh, the handmaid, yeah. And so on. It is all measured according to that spark, as much as it's revealed, more and more and more. If it's revealed in its great might, that's a Kabbalist. That's the difference from 100% to 0%. Just according to the spark, what intensity is it revealed at?
But who receives the light within me?
The light within you is received by that will to receive, which in it is a spark. The light shines through the spark into the will to receive.
So my will to receive doesn't change?
Your will to receive by the light receives the force of the masach, and then it works in order to bestow. Then it becomes a potsuf.
Sous l'effet de la lumière, à un certain moment, je pensais que le désir de recevoir sous l'effet de la lumière commence à se transformer.
I thought that the changes in the will to receive happen through the influence of the light on them.
Yeah.
Si on dit que c'est interdit d'enseigner les goïms, ils sont dans mon désir de recevoir.
So where are the Gentiles? Because we say that it's all in the will to receive.
The will to receive that does not have a tendency to bestow is called a Gentile. A will to receive that wants to bestow is called a Jew, that yearns for connection, Yehudi, Yehud, Jew. That's what we're speaking about, the will to receive.
Annulment, is that a force?
What's annulment? Just annulment?
Yeah, annulment. Is it a force?
Annulment is if I have an external force that with it I can stop my will to receive from being used, annul the way I use it, that is called annulment. But it has to be an external force, constant, that sustains the will to receive. Because he constantly wants something.
If I annul before the friends, do they feel something?
You annul towards friends from you wanting to serve only yourself. That's the force within you from the Creator and constantly works. Against that force, you need to bring another force that will draw you to annul towards the friends. Meaning to annul yourself, to that extent, you'll annul towards the friends. So there already has to be a different force from you having a will to receive. You need to have a force to bestow. Where will that come from? the light that will shine upon you will give you the force to bestow, and then your will to receive will be your will to receive, and above it you'll have a force to bestow. It'll be a masach, zivug, ochozer, and so on.
But individually, what does it mean to annul? What do I think? How do I know that I'm annulling? What am I doing?
How do you annul towards your child that needs something?
No.
Well,
I do.
No.
I act as if we're the same.
Importance. You made yourself less important than him. That's how you annul. Not like that?
Yeah.
There you go. Same thing with the friends. Just here we have to work against the ego. And expect the light. The light has to come. It's not just work that now I'm doing something. No, the light that comes. That's why we constantly have to expect it, wait for it. When will it come?
If I see that the friends are giants, is this annulment?
You're getting help from above, so you'll start annulling towards them. But it's not the end of the annulment. The correct annulment towards the friends, that you receive light from above, and then you are in under two fields or two forces, one that's pulling you into yourself, and the other that is pulling you towards them, and then, or to the Creator. And then you have guf, your will to receive, and the masach, or the tzimtzum, masach, and the reflected light, that you want to be more adhered to them than to yourself. You already have a paltzuf.
Maybe I'm confused, but what's the difference between annulling before my boss and annulling before the friends? Is it the same action?
Why do you annul towards your boss? Because your will to receive gives you a reward from that.
Right.
Why do you annul towards your friend?
We want to discover the Creator.
What reward do you want?
To give contentment to the Creator.
To give contentment. If it's that, so that's good.
I don't know what contentment to the Creator is.
Oh, so you do have to check. But gradually, maybe you're annulling towards them first because you're jealous. You see everybody annulling them to Zords, everybody towards everybody, and me, I'm walking all proud like a rooster with my nose up, and I don't care about anything. So in the end, I start digesting that that's not the right form, that in spirituality has to be the opposite. I have to step on myself. I have to annul towards them. Then I'll be similar to the Creator. How can that be? He's greater than everybody. And does he step on himself? Yes. Because the main thing is the quality of bestow. He is great by bestowing. It's a different world, or it's different values. And then it turns out that if I annul myself towards the friends, I am great.
But individually, what is the difference?
What's the difference?
The difference between annulling in corporeality and annulling in a ten. Individually, in the action. What is the difference?
In the reward. What do you want? With your boss, it's clear what you want. That's clear. What about the friends? What reward do you want? You want what? Here you have a ladder of what you're choosing. Also to minus and also to the plus.
Creator, spiritual, to be...
Gimme. Just like your boss.
Thank you.
Yep. What can you do? You asked already. No, we're continuing. Keep going.
Teaching Torah to Gentiles. Indeed, the Tana de Bei Eliyahu relates to a converted Gentile, or at least one who retired from idol worshipping.
Meaning that there was already a will to receive as a complete Goy, complete Gentile, and started connecting or shining or burning that desire inside, that from the soul of Adam Rishon, the spark is in every place. The spark started growing, showing itself from the depth of the will to receive more and more and more. And then according to that, we can determine from here, it's a Gentile. How does he call it? A Gentile that repents, converts. That's already something else, that he's still in the will to receive, but he has in somewhat a will to bestow. And then he can study Torah. What does that mean? He can perform actions that awaken the upper light that can shine on him, and then that light, what shines on him, changes him, and he starts feeling and digesting these new states in its partsuf. That's called that he's studying Torah. That's it. But for a complete goy, can't learn Torah. What's that mean? Impossible. Why? Because what connection does he have with the light that reforms? He doesn't, so he can't change? No. Because Torah you learn from the Havaya that starts being revealed in him. Yes.
Our sages...
What, you have something about it?
No.
Okay, keep going.
Our sages, conversely, referred to one who did not retire from idol worshipping and wanted to know Israel's law and wisdom in order to strengthen and fortify their idolatry. And you might say, why should we care if this Gentile has become more pious in his idol worshipping because of our Torah? If it does not help, what harm will it do?
We do care. We have to be concerned. It's speaking about us, that a person won't study through his will to receive, but will try in the study, in the dissemination, in the group, to activate himself maximum in the intention to bestow to the purpose of creation, to the light that reforms. That's the main thing. That is the Torah. I've created the evil inclination and created the Torah as a spice that will return it to the good. Then it's called that he's studying Torah. If he doesn't have a tendency towards it, and everybody has to check their tendency, not to treat it like your boss, where is what I deserve? More mitzvot and more next world and so on. And it could be that he'll also reach studying Torah. Okay? What, Amnon?
From where does the spark that he has discernments come from? And is this spark also in a Gentile and a slave and a handmaid because they're all my will to receive?
Every will to receive, on every layer of the will to receive, and all the aviut in it, the coarseness, everything that's in it, you always have a spark from the upper light that comes from the shattering. Why is our creation start from the shattering, from the sin of the tree of knowledge, that in each and every desire, a spark of light entered?
So, there is a spark in the Gentile?
There's this, the lowest layer where that spark isn't revealed. And there's ones that it's revealed more and more and more and more, like in a spectrum. That's how it is.
But the principle exists in a Gentile, it's just not revealed.
Of course it exists. Yes, I'll tell you even more. Between us, it's also in a donkey and in a horse and in a pig. In the future, the pig has to be holy too. From where? If it has no beginning of the future correction, of course it is in each and every one.
In the beast as well?
Not only in the beast, in the worst beast, in the worst desire, no matter where, of course. And even more, if it's a will to receive, and not dust, but one that wants to work opposite of the Creator, and impure, where does it have that trigger, to that motive, let's say, towards it? It probably has it, a spark. Works incorrectly, but the spark is there.
I understand that in a person who has a spark, we need a possibility to correct the intention to receive. But in an animal, what desire?
You'll correct it. You will eat a wild boar and a whale, and before it, a pig, and you'll, you know, spread it on and drink it with a cup of coffee and milk and all kinds of things. And that'll be Gemar Tikkun. To such an extent, you'll have the forces. It's not like now. You'll understand. You have such a force to work with every desire in order to bestow that you won't have any limitations. You understand? And then, specifically, those who were so far away, those desires that were distant from correction, you'll prefer using them in order to bestow, because they are the most powerful in bestowal. That's it.
Thank you.
There is no such thing that won't come to correction. Nope. Clear, right? Okay. Do we have more time?
Rashbi's weeping. Indeed, this is what Rashbi cried for before he explained an important secret in the wisdom of the hidden, as it is written, Rabbi Shimon wept. Woe if I tell, and woe if I do not tell. If I tell, the sinners will know how to serve their idols. And if I do not tell, the friends will lose that word. He was afraid lest this secret would come by the hands of idol worshippers, and they would perform their idolatry with the force of this holy mind. This is what prolongs our exile and brings upon us all the afflictions and the ruins, as we now see before us. Since the sages of the nations of the world studied all the books of the children of Israel and turned them into delicacies to strengthen their faith, meaning their wisdom, called theology.
Well, we see what they did of the wisdom of Kabbalah throughout time. What did we have from Adam Rishon through all its offsprings, the sons, as we say, till Abraham, and from Abraham till Moses and onward? What we have, all in all, we have a lot of sacred books that speak about spiritual work. It depends how you interpret them. It depends how you study them. And the big corruptions were also made around that. All of the world is around the wisdom of the Kabbalah. We'll see, as much as it's revolving there, it's very difficult to see this. But when it's revealed, this general form, this system, so we see how simple it is. That's why What we need is to publish as much as we can in a simple, approachable way this general system of reality, how it comes to correction, what we have to do, what's before us in order to not fail. That's it. Then we will perform a correction in this. We will make a correction with the help of Rabbi Shimon and so on. His cry was from wanting to perform corrections and not able to, that the vessels still aren't prepared for it. Today, it's otherwise. Yes, Dudi.
Now that you're speaking about dissemination, I wanted to update the friends that yesterday, on the eve of the Holocaust Remembrance Day, we went out on a big campaign that explains why we're hated. Many friends worked on it. It's a series of clips that send you to a landing page where you can read the book, Why Are We Hated? And it gives a simple explanation about the role of the people of Israel, so friends are invited to share during the day and read it, be impressed by themselves.
Good. I hope it will be translated soon. New York.
Hello, Rav, World Kli, dear friends.
Hello.
We want to give a very short update.
Hello.
There's a lot of things that are happening around the Congress, as you know, but we wanted to focus on one specific thing. 2 days ago, you gave us a direction about establishing a worldwide team. So the North America team has met, and today, after the lesson, in probably about half an hour, a little less, we'll have a meeting with about 40 friends from the entire World Kli. And in this meeting, we will begin this process of working together to prepare the whole World Kli for the Congress, to set some clear milestones between now and the Congress, what we need to do, how we need to be, in order to bring the entire world into this Congress. And we wanted all the friends to think about it. This is the first kind of effort of its kind. It's a lot of unknowns, a lot of also technical things that we have to overcome, but we wanted everyone to think about it and pray for the success of it. And we also wanted to ask of you, in your eyes, what should be the most immediate goal of this this body of friends?
I think that this body has to be concerned not only about the Congress, but altogether how should I say it? I don't know. How to put together like this cabinet that camp, I don't know, that will be concerned about connecting all groups together. And not that it'll take care of them, it'll take care of their awakening, of aiming everybody towards the goal in connection. That's it. So that's what we need. Let's hope that, and also to make sure that it's equal. First, they have to make sure that they're connected. They'll understand what the whole world is lacking to also be connected. From them activating those efforts to connect, and then we'll see. They don't have much time till the Congress, but still for this, they have to reach more or less prepared for connection. And by this, where, what? No, I don't see him. Latin America? Please.
Yes,
Mission area.
Mission daily task. Every friend during the day gives importance of the connection at this time of the group and shares it with the 10.
Eleva la importancia de la conexión en esta época de grupo y lo comparte con su decena.
To increase the importance of connection at this time of the group and share it with the 10. The era of the group. Announcements. The Zohar lesson. You're invited to watch tonight at 6 the live Zohar lesson with of Leitman at cab.tv with anchor viewers on TV, and have a good day. Intranights for the Wisdom of Kabbalah. The Kabbalah Campus is delighted to invite you to Intranights about the Wisdom of Kabbalah and its connection to our lives. They will take place during the month of April in 12 cities in Israel. Entry fee 30 shekels VSOP. For details, go to cab.co.il or call 1-700-509-219. Role is one. The World Kabbalah Convention in North America. We're inviting all the students of Kabbalah in the U.S. in North America to come to the Congress.